Faith Family Church in Frankfort is excited to announce their Sunday night service at 5:30. This service will coincide with their kids and youth ministries, as well as their adult Bible study. The purpose of this service is to provide worship for those who are unable to attend Sunday mornings due to work schedules or other reasons. They will have live music, as well as the sermon from Sunday morning. Call 659-3077 or visit faithroots.org. That's faith, R-O-O-T-S.org for more information. Great things are happening at 508 West Green Street in Frankfort.
No one knows how to help you say I love you like Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse. Sparrows has all the advantages of an attached greenhouse and the largest florist gift showroom in the area. This means gifts galore to say I love you just the way you want. Sparrows will even custom make your love message with hand-painted and country craft items. Sparrows wants to help you say I love you, thank you, good luck, congrats, or whatever else needs to be said just the right way with flowers. Call today for delivery today, 654-5544, or stop by Sparrows Greenhouse and Large Showroom. This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Good morning. Welcome back to Party Line. Here we are on a Wednesday. Want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Sparrows Florist and Green House, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, plus ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We are your free local online newspaper. Yes, we have a newspaper, and we're in the radio business, too. My name's Kevin Keith, and joining me on the phone this morning is Carl Sukman. He is going to talk with us this morning about media and how media may not be the enemy of the people, regardless of what we've heard from the president or Fox News or MSNBC. Carl, good morning to you.
Good morning to you guys. How are you doing?
We're doing well this morning. I was reading a little research on what we were going to talk about today. I wasn't for sure exactly where you came down. Now, I want to preface this by saying I do lean a little bit to the right, okay? We're in a pretty conservative part of Indiana. Well, most of Indiana is conservative, but we're here in north central Indiana. And we have this show called Party Line, and we have people call in occasionally, and we'll argue with each other about what media we can trust, you know. And I get accused of watching Fox News only, and I'll accuse them of watching CNN or MSNBC only. But I think we all agree that regardless of what your political preference is, it's really hard to find an unbiased news source in this day and age. Would we at least agree on that?
Yeah, the reason that I wrote the book, Murdering the Message, is that we all have biases.
Right.
I mean, you have a bias on your the when you were born. The whether you were the oldest, the middle, or the youngest child, or wherever you are in that.
Yes, sir.
Research even shows that there are certain biases you have for the climate that you were brought up in, whether it's a warm climate or a cold climate. There are biases that are whether you come from a broken home. So there's no doubt that we are all shaped by our climate, by our who we tend to listen to. But a professional journalist understands this. And there are certain ways that you fight against this bias and don't allow it to creep into your reporting. Professional journalists know this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of funny. You know that you've mentioned different outlets. What's happened is that with the internet, we have a smorgasbord of information now. There's literally, you Google anything and you can get information. But what we tend to do is only go to the sources that we agree with or that we're comfortable with.
You're right.
It's just like Simon and Garfunkel, that famous song, a man hears what he wants to hear and dismisses the rest. It's so true. It's like having the greatest wine list in the world and only drinking soda.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's no doubt that there is bias there. But the point of my book is professional journalists understand this and fight against it. I will tell you this, I worked in one of the most conservative areas of Texas for 12 years, and I never, ever had any of the politicians there claim that I swung one way or the other way.
Mm-hmm. Before I became director of operations here at Casper Media for two radio stations, I do several things under this umbrella here, but a majority of my radio experience for the last 20 years has been as a news director on the radio in some small and large markets. And, you know, I've always prided myself in being able to see both sides of things. And when we're reporting, our job is easier if we just report the facts, right? It's easy to get friendly and cozy with some of these local officials and stuff, but at the same time, they have an agenda, and we just need to report just the facts, right?
I was so fortunate. I went to one of the best journalism schools in the country, the University of Missouri.
Yeah.
And I was just, it was so hammered into your head that you only report what you can attribute to someone else. You never say, I think, or should this, or should that.
Mm-hmm.
It's always attributable. The police say, the eyewitness says,
right.
the documents say. If you do not attribute it to a source, then you don't use it. And so that makes reporting not simple. It's hard. It's hard work. You have to go the extra mile. But if you have that in the back of your head, that you have to attribute everything to a yet another source, then you are just reporting facts.
So it seems like so many times, you know, back in, I would say the 80s and 90s when cable really became prevalent in America with CNN, you know, the pioneer of cable network news. It seems like, I mean, just... until the last 5 or 6 years, really, it seems like, you know, you could watch any of these news outlets and get the facts, but then they'll throw on a Sean Hannity or a Rachel Maddow personality to where it kind of really starts to all run together. You can't tell the difference between actual news and opinion.
And I think you really hit the nail on the head there.
Yeah.
What happens is that you have a news section of an hour. And yes, you get news stories, you get actual reporting. But then you have another 24 hours or the rest of that hour slot that you have to fill with something. And it's much cheaper,
much cheaper
to have somebody just sit there and say, oh, well, this is what I think about this. Or how about that? Or how about that? And what you have then, it becomes gossip.
Mm-hmm.
And it becomes just people's opinions. That's not news, and you're right. That's commingled with the stories. So, if you have let's say you have a balanced news report that lasts, a minute and a half, and then you have 20, 25 minutes of just gossip, of course it's going to get commingled, and it's going to seem like, oh, my gosh, that station is so slanted because – They didn't really report the news that way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in essence, they probably had a really legitimate news story, but because you just listen to the commentator go on and on and on and on, of course it's going to commingle it, and you're going to get lost in the shuffle. It's almost like if you have a real good meal and the vegetables are very, very good for you, but yet you eat all the fast food around those good vegetables, you're just going to get fat on the fast food, and you're not going to really enjoy the vegetables and the vitamins that you get from that.
Well put. What about so many times I'll watch some Fox News, then I'll switch over to MSNBC, or I'll switch over to CNN. And unfortunately, and again, I've prefaced this with I'm a little biased. You know, I'm only human. I do lean conservative. I'm not a product of my environment, though, because I was raised by hippies, and my parents in their 60s are still very liberal. And we're very close and love each other, but we just don't talk politics at Thanksgiving. how do we distinguish the difference? Because it seems like when I watch CNN, and I'm trying to give them a fair shot, you know, and I watch CNN, and it's pretty biased reporting, and then I flip back over to the quote-unquote comfort of Fox News, and it's biased reporting too, Carl.
Well, it's kind of interesting you bring this up. I've been married for over 30 years, and my wife and I used to always joke that my vote canceled her vote.
Right.
and we talk politics all the time. We talk news coverage all the time because we watch so much different news outlets.
Hmm.
I enjoy her perspective. She keeps me sharp because you really get dull if you only go to one source.
That's right.
I read 5 newspapers a day off the internet. I listen to different. I flip on different radio stations all the time, primarily because I want to know both sides and all sides of the story. Now, it'll drive my wife crazy that I listen to people that she does not like, and she goes, "I don't understand why you listen to that. That's just awful." But it's important. And I think it's important to take all different sides of that. If you think back, I mean, the stories that came out of our founding fathers when they were writing the Constitution, when they were writing the Declaration of Independence, my gosh, did they disagree? My gosh, they were arguing. I mean, John Adams, after they signed the Declaration of Independence, he went back to Massachusetts and said, "The heck with the Constitution of the United States. I want the Constitution for the state of Massachusetts." And they were nose to nose to each other, screaming and, you know, almost coming to blows. I mean, my gosh, Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton had a duel.
Right.
I mean, people tend to forget that
yeah.
Discord and what's happened. And this is so sad. This is so sad. If you disagree with me, you hate me.
Right.
And that is so sad. I've got a little niece that is just the sweetest thing in the world. And she basically told me, she said, "I still love you, but I don't like you anymore because I disagree with you."
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, how sad is that? That's incredibly sad that we cannot have different opinions.
Right.
That's like this whole idea that there is some kind of a conspiracy with journalists. My gosh, I worked in newsrooms. Nobody could even figure out what kind of lunch we wanted to have.
That's right. Me too. I've been there too.
and the business is so cutthroat, and it is so competitive that these kids that are coming up today will fight for anything and fight for any job. They're not going to conspire. It's not, you know, they're not going to get together and say, "We're going to do this or we're going to do that." They're going to go after that one hunk of information that's going to set them apart from everybody else. So, I mean, that whole concept that journalists and journalism is conspired against anything, it just doesn't wash. And if you really think about it, and that's part of the problem. People don't really think and understand. They want to believe what they want to believe. They want to go to the same source all the time. They don't experience the wealth of information that's out there. They just constantly refeed and eat the same stuff over and over again.
So let's switch gears a little bit. On Facebook, you know, you were talking a minute ago about how people surround themselves with those who agree with them oftentimes, or they go to one source that they are comfortable with, and it's something that, you know, puts out news or rhetoric or whatever that they agree with. You know, especially with around 2 years ago when President Trump was running against Hillary Clinton, on Facebook, I noticed that there would be people unfriending me. Or, you know, and a couple times, I'll be honest, I thought about unfriending a couple people too, because all they did was put their Democratic stuff out there and I was just tired of seeing it. However, I didn't unfriend anybody and I'm a better person for it. And I've got a better Facebook page for it because I was scrolling down just a couple weeks ago and I thought, you know, here's Joe and he's a conservative too, and he's talking about guns and things. And here's, and I got thinking, you know, all my friends on Facebook agree with me, and that's pretty vanilla. That's pretty plain. And I don't think I'm a better person for that, you know?
Well, and that's true. I mean, you can liken it back to what you eat. If you just eat the same food over and over again, you're not going to experience the different flavors that are all out there. And also, it's not healthy. If you never eat your vegetables and you only eat the sweets and stuff, it's just not good for you. And I think your mentally, your intellect is the same way. If you just listen to the same thing over and over and over again, and it becomes a mantra, and it becomes something, oh, well, you know, so-and-so said this, so it must be correct. If you don't listen to those different sides of opinions, it's just you don't feed your brain. And that's the whole point of it, is that what journalists does, look at it this way. If you don't have journalism, who is going to right the wrongs? Who is going to report on things when they don't work? And it's a big part. I've always said, in the book, I interviewed over 40 people, journalists, professional journalists. And they all, I would put them in a category of patriots. Because the reason that we got into this business is because we care for this country. We love this country. And there's a reason that our founding fathers made the First Amendment. You know, everybody talks about the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms. But even more important than that was the First Amendment. And that's what gave, you know, that, so if you think about it from that context, people who are journalists, especially this day and age, because the Pew Institute's research that came out saying how many people distrust journalism and journalists is astounding to me. And it's really one of the reasons I wrote the book. And the thing about it is, people get into this business because they care so much. And if you don't stop the bad guys, and whenever I say the bad guys, those are the people that are spreading lies and untruths. That's the main thing that I don't consider myself really that much into politics. And the book is not about politics. The book is about right and wrong, truth versus not truth. And you have to have that part of the government that is keeping the eye on somebody else that is not necessarily truthful. And if you don't report that, boy, they're getting away with something. And when you're talking about government aspects of that, whether it's small cities or the federal government, those are tax dollars that are sometimes being wasted or stolen. You have to have that cap. You have to have it's called the Fourth Estate. That goes back to the days in England. But you have to have that. Otherwise, you're going to run rampant.
Carl, can I get you to hold over through a quick commercial break?
And, absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. We'll have you for about another 5 or 6 minutes after we come back with more Party Line next on WILO.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found here on WILO 4 to 5 p.m. every Thursday afternoon. Simply put, there are things you need to consider about your financial future. We only get one shot at retirement, and we have to do it right. As a certified financial planner and former professor from Purdue University, I think you'll find our thoughts and strategies honest and refreshing. Join me Thursday afternoons, 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WILO. Consider This with Joe Clark. Again, 4 to 5 p.m. every Thursday afternoon.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Winter weather advisory in effect from 1 o'clock tonight till 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. We're looking for snow tomorrow morning, possibly mixed with freezing rain till midday. Then rain and freezing rain likely, possibly mixed with snow in the afternoon. Snow accumulation around 1 inch, ice accumulation of less than a quarter inch, high 32. It's 21 now at WILO. As we're talking with Carl Sukman, we're talking about the media. Not necessarily the enemy of the people. Carl, thanks again for holding over. I've got about 5 minutes, and I still got three questions I want to ask you. First off, give me your thoughts on Jim Acosta versus the White House.
I think that any time that an individual thinks of himself as part of the story, then you've got some problems. I don't know Jim. And the White House is a totally different place. I mean, I can remember Dan Rather and President Nixon getting into it in a very similar type way. When an individual becomes that big part of the story and becomes the story, especially with the confrontation and the dust up last week, that's not a good thing. And CNN has decided to take a stand. And they're enjoying the spotlight, I think. Mm. And I think that's not a good thing to happen. If I was his boss, I would probably. Well, I shouldn't say that because I can't put myself in his place. I just think that whenever an individual becomes the story or a bigger part of the story, it's not a good thing.
So, which is there two or three news sources out there that maybe I haven't heard about, or you or our listeners haven't heard about, that you could point us in the right direction? Is there anything out there, or any websites or TV networks that just report the facts still today?
Well, I still believe that you cannot get better than the New York Times, the Washington Post. I'm a CBS guy. Any of the more traditional, I think that the splintered out groups want to have the fame, and that's where you get a lot of this wild speculation. I can recall, not this last summer, a year ago summer, during a hurricane season, when a conservative guy on a radio said, hey, look, these hurricanes are really not that bad. Because the local TV stations, they want you to go to the Home Depots because that's your advertisers.
Right.
They want you to go there and buy their generators. But the hurricanes aren't really that bad. And I thought, my gosh, how irresponsible is that? And the guy's not a news guy.
Right.
But he was lashing out. And my gosh, these people suffered because of it. Because they listened to this guy. I remember a friend of ours that lived in Florida. And she said, well, isn't that true? And I said, of course it's not true.
Right.
Who is going to ever say that this hurricane that was becoming a Cat 5 wasn't that bad because the TV stations just wanted you to go out and buy stuff? I mean, it's just like I heard during the break that you've got a winter storm advisory.
Mm-hmm.
Are you making a big deal out of that because you want your listeners to go out to your local advertisers and buy stuff and get prepared for that? No. I mean, it's so preposterous, but people buy into that because that's where they want to go. and that's where they're comfortable with stuff. So I still think that you can't beat the New York Times, the Washington Post, the bigger newspapers. Those are the ones that really take the time. Television stations, especially local TV stations, really don't take the time to do the kind of research for, you know, really solid journalism. Yes, there's a crack, and I don't mean to demean them. My gosh, I spent 40 years of my life doing that. But it's the newspapers are where you really get solid journalism that they've really had the time to investigate, really had the time to develop their sources. Local TV stations, just, it's so quick. It's so fast. My gosh, I remember when I was in school, I didn't want to do radio because you had to get up at 4:30 in the morning. And now television, I mean, all the local TV stations, that's when they start. So, I mean, gosh, the 24-hour cycle is really, really difficult to develop anything.
So tell us real quick then, Carl, how can we find this book, Murdering the Message, How Real Journalists Cope with Fake News?
You can find it at Barnes & Noble, Amazon. The sales have been across the board. I mean, my gosh, even in Europe, the United Kingdom has really done well with this book. And to be honest with you, the White House is a gift that keeps on giving because people want to see this. But the best way, Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and all you've got to do is go to my website, murderingthemessage.com. And you can see how to order it there. I'm already past my first printing on it, and so it's really doing well. And the thing about it is, it's not political.
I love it. Yeah.
If you think about your mom and dad, and whether they were a plumber, whether they were a policeman, whatever they were, and if someone with the power said, your folks' profession is the enemy of the people. I mean, how would you take that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my dad's a carpenter. Well, how can that just doesn't, it really, when you think about it, it doesn't make any sense. And so many people bought into that. And that's so distressing to me. And that was really one of the reasons I wanted to write the book. Because journalists are patriots that love this country, that care about the truth. There's no politics involved in a local TV station. There's no real politics, political meaning, there's no really aim of these people that day in and day out, the producers, the reporters, the cameramen, the people that actually carry the load, they are not that. They are not political. All they want to do is tell their story and tell the truth for this country. And that's what the stories in this book go from Three Mile Island to the bombing of the Murrow building to I work for the Dallas Cowboys football club to whenever Jerry Jones bought them. There's behind the scenes stories throughout all of that.
Hmm.
It's not just news. There's a lot of sports in this. Brad Sham, who is the voice of the Dallas Cowboys, and you've heard him on radio forever.
Sure.
He talks about how he is a journalist, and he is. And it's hard to understand that because he's been with the Cowboys over 40 years now. But he has his way of keeping his biases from creeping out. And it's so interesting about the thought process with that. I've known Brad for a number of years, and the passion that he shows for his work. It's the same kind of passion that Acosta has for wanting to be in the spotlight. But it's shifted a little bit differently because it's for the truth and it's for providing a product that this country needs.
Carl, we're going to end it on that stimulating conversation this morning. I sure appreciate your time.
Oh, I enjoyed it too. It's fun. I love talking this stuff.
Me too.
I love discussions. I hate screaming into microphones. That's what I hear. I hear so much of that in listening for all this stuff. But thank you so much for having me.
All right, Carl. Have a great day. Appreciate that. All right. That wraps up an awesome Party Line show for us this morning. And don't forget, we'll have the replay at 5 o'clock this afternoon. We want to thank our Party Line sponsors. They bring it to you every single weekday. They are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, plus ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. More Party Line tomorrow morning at 8:30. Have a great day from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.